This is St. Louis Public Radio. There aren't enough special education teachers in the St. Louis metro area. It's a problem that's affecting affluent school districts, and especially districts with a lot of low-income students. As St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports, that means schools with more needs and less money often have trouble filling positions.
So today, Ms. Sanaya, we're going to do singular possessive nouns.
At the Cahokia School District, special education teachers like Tiffany Andrews are in short supply. One in four children in the Metro East District qualify for special education services. The national average is 13%. Three out of four come from low-income families. Cahokia Special Education Services Director Victoria Breckel says low property values mean higher caseloads for teachers, and that makes those teachers more likely to leave.
Everyone likes to feel effective in their job, so if you can go somewhere and have a class of 22 instead of 30 and feel more effective, when you get burnt out, it takes a lot to stay in a high-needs community and feel like you're spinning your wheels.
Cahokia is not the only district that struggles to find enough special education teachers. It's an issue in a lot of schools throughout the region, no matter how big a budget a district has. St. Louis Public Schools, for instance, had 14 unfilled positions at the beginning of this school year. Confluence Charter Schools had two. CEO Candace Carter-Oliver says that means busier schedules and higher caseloads for their teachers.
You'd like to have a bit extra, and we're not in a position right now to have that extra that we'd like. We can meet children's needs, but what we'd like to do is exceed needs.
When there are fewer special education teachers at a school, they aren't able to spend as much time with children. Sometimes they essentially become consultants to classroom teachers, says Stacy Kirk, an associate professor of special education at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville.
They're helping create the objectives that for the students to work on based on their needs and the assessment data, but they may not have the same personal contact with those students that we would want to have.
Kirk says it's especially concerning when a district doesn't have access to a specialist, such as a speech pathologist. Those types of shortages are common within an hour's drive of St. Louis.
They're essentially starting at a larger deficit when somebody else does come back in and provide those services if they've gone without them for a while.
Even districts in more well-off parts of the region are sometimes unable to meet parents' expectations. Rachel Morgan's son, Adam, is a sophomore at Fort Zumwalt East High School in St. Charles County. He's autistic and uses an iPad to communicate. At their home after school, Morgan asks her son if he thinks his teachers are highly qualified.
Is he yours?
Okay, here we go.
High school, yes. Middle school, no. They treated me like a baby.
Morgan wants Adam to have teachers that are certified in both special education and the subjects they teach.
Having that balance of understanding a child who learns differently and communicates differently, but also having that content area, that expert in the content area, kind of feels like you either have to pick one or the other.
Fort Zumwalt Superintendent Bernard DeBray says he tries to hire duly certified teachers, but sometimes they're hard to find.
It used to be that all your certification was going to be special education, and you weren't qualified in math, for example. You just had a special education certification.
Despite some efforts to turn the tide, it could soon be more difficult for DeBray and other area superintendents to fill all of their special education vacancies. That's because both SIUE and the University of Missouri-St. Louis have seen a drop in the number of college students enrolling in their special education programs. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.